Welcome back to the show. Today, we're examining something that might surprise you. Artificial intelligence is completely reshaping how government agencies collect overdue payments. And the numbers we're seeing are, frankly, pretty impressive. Our guest today has been working in government debt recovery for over 2 decades. So let's start with the big question. Can AI really make that much of a difference in recovery rates?
You know, the results vary, but we're consistently seeing significant improvements. The reality is that government agencies have been stuck using the same collection methods for years, sending letters, making phone calls during business hours, hoping people respond. But AI is enabling 24/7 automated follow-ups that never miss a beat. Some studies show AI can reduce operational costs substantially while dramatically increasing recovery rates.
That's fascinating. But I think a lot of people hear AI debt collection and imagine some sort of robotic harassment system. How does this actually work in practice?
Right, exactly. The approach is actually the opposite of harassment. AI analyzes customer data, payment history, demographic information, and communication preferences to suggest personalized approaches. Maybe someone needs a temporary payment plan, or maybe they respond better to text messages than phone calls. One thing I've seen repeatedly is that when people feel like they have control over their repayment options, default rates drop significantly.
Makes sense. So the focus is more on understanding people than pressuring them?
Absolutely, and the timing aspect is huge. AI can identify the best times to engage with someone, which communication channel they prefer. We're not throwing darts at a board anymore. We're using data to make smart decisions. Plus, AI automates all those repetitive administrative tasks, which frees up staff to handle the complex cases that really need human judgment.
Now, government debt is different from regular commercial debt, isn't it? We're talking about unpaid utility bills, fines, fees, money that funds public services.
That's exactly right. When someone doesn't pay their municipal water bill or a traffic fine, this creates a ripple effect. The agency has fewer resources to provide services, so they either have to raise taxes or cut programs. The issue extends beyond just the money. Maintaining essential services for everyone depends on these payments. And honestly, traditional collection methods just weren't cutting it anymore. People have moved online. They're using different communication channels.
So we've established that AI can personalize the approach and improve efficiency. That point about automated systems sets up our next piece, the compliance challenges. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
If your government or municipal organization is struggling with unpaid debts, Southwest Recovery Services can help. We use advanced data analytics, predictive behavior scoring, and automated systems to recover more money while maintaining professional relationships with citizens. Our team has over 20 years of experience serving government agencies, and we handle everything from skip tracing to bankruptcy identification. Learn more about our customized recovery strategies at swrecovery.com.
Picking up on automated systems, how do you handle the compliance side? Government collections have strict legal requirements, don't they?
Oh, definitely. We have to follow various federal and state regulations that apply to government debt collection. While laws like the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act primarily govern third-party collectors, government agencies still need to comply with other consumer protection regulations. But here's where AI really shines. It can monitor and flag compliance issues in real time. The system knows when you've reached appropriate contact limits, what times of day are suitable for outreach, which communication methods are compliant.
That makes sense. And I imagine the data insights are pretty powerful too?
Absolutely. AI continuously monitors key metrics, response rates, delinquency patterns, recovery rates. It can identify early signs of financial distress before someone falls too far behind. I actually worked with one municipal agency last year where we identified residents struggling with utility payments and offered flexible plans before they became seriously delinquent. The feedback from citizens was notably positive when they felt they had genuine options and support.
Positive feedback for debt collection? That sounds almost impossible, like getting thank you notes from the IRS.
I know, right? But when you treat people respectfully, offer them real options, and work within their circumstances, they appreciate it. AI helps us move away from those blanket approaches toward more precise, insight-driven strategies. We can understand someone's likelihood to pay and adjust our approach accordingly. It's really about treating people with dignity rather than just chasing dollars.
So to everyone listening, if you're in government finance, what should you be looking for when evaluating these AI solutions?
Three key things. First, predictive analytics that can segment your accounts and identify the best recovery strategies. Second, communication platforms that can reach people through multiple channels, but make sure they're fully compliant with regulations like the Telephone Consumer Protection Act. And third, this is really important, systems that ensure full compliance with all relevant laws and regulations. The technology should make your job easier, not create new legal headaches.
I see, definitely. Any final thoughts on where this technology is headed?
I think we're just scratching the surface. As these AI systems process more interactions, they can become better at identifying effective strategies, though it's important to continuously monitor and adapt these models as payment patterns evolve. The future focuses on empowering human collectors with better tools to do their jobs more effectively and compassionately, rather than replacing them entirely.
Fascinating stuff. Thanks for breaking down how AI is genuinely transforming government collections, moving beyond automating the old ways of doing things to creating entirely new approaches that work better for everyone involved. If you want to learn more about implementing these strategies in your organization, check out swrecovery.com. We'll be back next week with another detailed look at the future of public sector finance.